Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee,
Seneca right now, prosperity. Hallelujah. And if you know that today is a prosperity day for your life, I just want you to say, thank you, Lord, for my prosperity. If you know God is good and he is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think according to the power that's working in you, I just want you to say it's working in me. It's working for my good. Everything goes my way and everything works out for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited on today. I'm going to listen to that. I'm telling you, today is Faith Favor Finance Friday, Faith Favor Finance February. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to come before his people on today. I thank you, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness, that on today, God will and is going to meet us on the airwaves on today. I'm telling you, expecting a blessing, expect before this radio show is over that God would do some great manifestations in your life. If you know that God is going to do it, all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm ready in position to obtain it. Let me say that one more time, just in case you ain't heard me, because everyone said I talk fast. I want you to say that, Lord, I am ready and able and in position to receive it. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long on today, but I just want to encourage you on this Faith Favor Finance Friday to let you know that God is still in the miracle working business. How many of you out there know on today that God is in the miracle working business and God will and is do great things in your life for his people? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to the word of the Lord on today. I'm telling you, I've been up since 4 a.m. this morning. And I've been studying about abundance in the Hebrew and Greek language and just talking to God about different things and asking God what did he want me to say to his people on today. And it was like around 11:30 or so, God finally gave me a word for his people. I thought he was giving me a word this morning, my normal meditation, but that was for my personal life, for my own stuff. But today, it's a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you out there listening on today is expecting a word from the Lord on today? Because you've been working and dealing with the children and dealing with your everyday life all week, and on Friday is the day that you unwind and you are expecting a miracle from God. Yeah, it is TGIF. But it ain't thank God it's Friday. It's thank God I'm free. Huh? Thank God I have favor. Thank God I'm walking in faith. Huh? Thank God that his favor flow upon me. Thank God I have finances. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my God. God is doing some great things in 2012 in our lives. And I just want to read a little bit of the word of the Lord to encourage you on today. To know that heaven got your back and there's nothing that the devil or people's places or things can say or do about it because your time is now. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you out of Proverbs 15, verse 23, King James Version. And even the New King James Version says the same thing just in case you decide to read it. And this word right here blessed me so much on today. I was actually preaching to myself as I was writing down the scripture. And I said, oh, I got to hold up and give this to the people. Hallelujah. You can read it later if you're out and about, Proverbs 15, verse 23. I even ask you today as I give you this scripture to even begin to speak this scripture over your life on a daily basis. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, a man have joy by the answer of his mouth. Hallelujah. And it has the semicolon, means think about what you just said. Let me read that again. A man have joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, comma, means pause. Think about what you just said. A word spoken in due season, how good is it? Exclamation mark. Meaning you need to get excited what you just said. Oh, God, you need to get excited for what you just said out of your mouth. You need to get excited for what you just read right there all together. Let me say this one more time. A man have joy by the answer of his mouth. Think about what you just said. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Hallelujah. If you know that the word that's spoken out of your mouth will manifest itself, you need to get excited right now. You need to get overjoyed right now because God is going to do some great things in your eyesight. God is going to do some great things in your life. Hallelujah. A man have joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Hallelujah. May God have a blessing. blessing to the readers and the hearers and the listeners of his words for the edification of our souls. Hallelujah. And my topic on today, I have a topic and a subtopic. My topic is, my stuff is due. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time. My stuff is due. D-U-E. Because a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Hallelujah. And my subtopic is, it's already done and there's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Let me say that one more time for y'all, for all of you who couldn't hear me plain as day. It is done and there's nothing no one can do about it because my stuff is due. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm telling you, God is going to open up some great doors in your life, but you got to begin to open up your mouth and speak the word and out of your mouth. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue and those that eat the fruit therein. Hallelujah. That means that you got to begin to do what the scripture said in Proverbs 15, 23, King James Version, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. Meaning, let me give you a couple examples right now. Someone, you're going through some things, the test, trials, tribulations, and I can talk about myself. You know, I was battling with cancer for 8 years, and somebody can come and say, oh, you got cancer? How are you feeling today? I could be really sick, toe up from the floor up. And the answer out of my mouth, I could say, oh, I'm not feeling too good. No, that ain't the response you want to say. I want to say that I'm blessed by the best. I'm blessed. I'm feeling well. All is well. And even if I can't see it, I know it and I trust it because all is well for my life. Hallelujah. And let me give you another example. You ain't got no money in your pocket. All the bills is due. You may even need to pay one like ASAP. And some say you saying that I'm broke. You need to say that my God shall and will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You need to say that I'm blessed in the cities and I'm blessed in the fields. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The lender to many nations and never get me to borrow from them. Enemy come one direction, me scatter me at seven. Everything I touch is possibly blessed. You need to even begin to be like David in Psalm 56 and say, hey, God, I trust. So why should I be afraid? Thank God I trust. What can mere man and mortal do unto me? Because I trust in the Lord. That's what you need to begin to say. You need to be trust God and watch him do great things in your life. Hallelujah. I want you to know your stuff is due. But it's not going to be due because you're spending it. Wait on it, but it's going to happen by the words that come out of your mouth. I want you to know that your tongue is the sharpest, the most powerful, the most profound weapon that you can ever use in your life. I looked it up on today about speaking out of your mouth and tongues. I want to give you some definition on today about how powerful the tongue is. One, it says a tongue is a short weapon but very valuable. A tongue is a weapon that can be used for good or evil. A tongue, you can speak blessings over someone's life or your own life and watch God manifest them in your life. Or you can speak curses over someone's life and watch the things fall to the ground. Two, using your tongue comes with a faith action. Using your tongue, you have to speak the word of God and watch it manifest in your life by the words that we speak. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things to hope for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Hallelujah. Three, the tongue is powerful as a TNT bomb. It is explosive. It can be used for great action, and it can be used for political use. It can be used also for spiritual growth and spiritual gain and divine healing over your life. Four, the tongue is a sword, and it's untamable and uncontrollable, but only if you be in stillness and quietness and watch God do great things in your life, your tongue will only begin to speak abundance out of your mouth. Hallelujah. I'm here to stop by to let you know on today. 1 Samuel 12, verse 16 says, now stand still and see this great thing that the Lord is about to do before your very eyes. Meaning that speak the word of God and watch it happen. ain't no more sitting up there speaking negative out your mouth. But you need to begin to take a negative drone shot, means that you are immune to all negativity, and begin to open up your mouth and speak nothing but positive confession. Positive confession means walking kingdom building, kingdom living, kingdom success, kingdom overflow. I'm talking about thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, can happen in your life if you just begin to open up your mouth. Hallelujah. If a lot of you are here on today expecting God to do something great in your life, all you have to do is begin to open up your mouth right now. Whatever man decree and declare, it shall be established. Whatever man prophesy, it shall be manifested. But I dare you on today, hallelujah, I dare you on today to begin to open up your mouth and begin to speak things into the atmosphere. Matter of fact, speak things into the hemisphere. Speak things into the stratosphere. Speak things to the core of the earth. Speak to the four winds. Speak to every dry bone. Speak to anything that you want in your life to manifest, and trust in God to do it. Trust in God to make a way out of no way. Trust in God to give you more than enough. Trust in God to give you the overflow. Trust in God for prosperity. Trust in God for dominion. I don't know about you, but I made up this word about a week or so ago, and it's called Queen Millionaire. You know, instead of me being a millionaire since I'm a queen with riches, I call it Queen Millionaire. Yes, I am a queen millionaire, and I'll walk in greatness, and I'm going to be found in my destiny, and I'm going to walk in my purpose, and I'm going to be found in my seated position in God. Everything goes my way. Everything works out for my good. Matter of fact, I'm a magnet for the blessings from God. Spiritual blessing, material blessing, overflow. I'm just a magnet. That's what you got to begin to open up your mouth and say, say that I have power and authority in my mouth, and God has my back. You can even begin to say Psalms 112, verse 3, and it says, wealth and riches shall be in my house, and it's righteousness to do it forever. You can even begin to say Matthew 10:8, I am able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, sickness, and disease, cast out demons, surely give, surely receive. You can begin to say, James 5, verse 16, a furnace that shall prove a righteous man, availeth much. You can begin to say 1 John 5:14 and 15, this is a confidence that I have in approaching God. If I ask anything according to his will, I know that he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I'm going to have, I'm going to receive whatever I ask for in prayer. If you believe that, just put your hands on your head and say, it is so. It shall be done. It is so. And it shall be done. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He comes on the Moshiah. It is done. Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. But your stuff is due now. Your stuff is right now. All is well. You will walk in excellence. You is your season right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He come, it is your time now. I'm tired. Oh, no, you ain't tired, but you're going to walk in greatness. I tried all I can, but I'm here to let you know, just stand and watch the power of God flow in your life. I'm telling you, God is going to do it. This is your season. This is the year of the Jubilee. This is the year of the saints. This is the year of the double portion, and it shall manifest at your doorstep. It shall manifest in your hands. In the name of Jesus, it shall manifest. Oh, God. Hey, God. It shall manifest. It's your time now. God have great things for your life. I'm telling you, hear it now. Speak the word and watch it happen. The Bible says, I love Ephesians 3:20. It's one of my favorites. Now unto him who's able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. Don't you know it's already working in you? Don't you know that you can open up your mouth? Don't you know you can do what Proverbs 15:23 says? A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it? How many of you out there listening on today know that it is your season? How many of you out there know that you are like a tree planted by the rivers of waters in all seasons? You bear fruit winter, Jesus giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. And all seasons, the Lord, the reward of those who diligently seek him. And all seasons, you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness and all these things will be added to you as well. In the name of Jesus, just trust in him. Just trust in him. This is a year of favor. God gonna give you favor with God, man, and people. God's gonna give you divine favor. Yes, you're walking in the fog, the favor of God. Yes, you'll be led by GPS, God's prosperity system. Yes, you live in a government of cream. Christ rules everything around me. Oh, yes. And if you're a woman, you will be wild. Beautiful women obtain wealth. Beautiful women of wisdom. Beautiful women of wealth. Watch God do some great things in your life. If you a man, you're a king with riches sitting in heavenly places. If you a child, you a prince or a princess with riches sitting in heavenly places. Don't you know your children be successful everywhere? Don't you know everything you touch is blessed? Don't you know if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land? And there's nothing that the devil can do about it because your time and your season is now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's your time and it's now. Hallelujah. Oh, Yadavoshaya. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I just feel just a praise within my belly because somebody going to get on here and they going to have a testimony about what God has done great in their life. Some of you out there listening on today and expecting God to do something for your life, well, I'm here to let you know, expect the unexpected. Expect the impossible. The Bible says in Luke 1, verse 37, and the New Living Translation version, Gabriel told Mary, with God's word, nothing can fail. With God's word, it will manifest. The Bible says in Luke 1, verse 38, NIV version, Mary said, every word that the Lord said will happen for me. It will come to pass. You got to know that you know that whatever God said about you, it will manifest. Psalm 145, verse 13, NIV version says, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward everyone he has made. Numbers 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man he should repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. Don't you know that whatever God said about you, it's going to manifest. I mean every purpose, every prophecy, every promise, all your power, all your provisions, all your promotions, all your philanthropy, all your prosperity, all the things that God says about you will come to pass this year and this season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Yadavoshaya. It will come to pass this year, this season. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you have faith in God, you, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, have faith in God. He will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet. You will be successful and prosper. If you have faith in God, he's going to be upheld and he's going to manifest it. But if you believe the men and women of God and what comes out of their mouth, you will be successful and prosper. So trust in the word of the Lord on today. Trust that your season is here. Read Proverbs 15:23. Meditate it. Let it marinate in your spirit. Open up your mouth and speak it. Speaking in this due season, oh, how good is it? Watch God do some great things. Watch God for the overflow. Watch God for the success. Watch many doors open up in your life. And when they open, you got the master's key. So when you're sitting in one, a whole bunch of them go open. And you're going to hear the door go click, 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 click. Because God is doing it for your life, 2012 style. Hallelujah. And if you believe that, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. It is done. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. It is done. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. It is done. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. It is done for you. It is well for you. All the promises is coming to pass. Every word that ever spoken over your life will manifest. Every demonic force, satanic attack, and unscriptural prayer, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But the blood of Jesus covers you. And you will walk in power. You will walk in dominion. You will walk in authority. The Bible says in Psalms 2 and 8 that the Lord put us in charge of everything he has made, giving us power, authority, and dominion over everything in our lives. I'm here to tell you, just open up your mouth and watch him do it. Watch him do it for your life. life. Watch him do it for your life. The Bible also said in Psalms 8, only ask, and the Lord will give you as his nation, as his inheritance, and the end of the earth as your possession. All you got to do is ask him, and watch him give you what you want. Watch him give you what you need in this season of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, put your hands together and bless them if you can. If you can't, if you have worked somewhere in your spirit, just begin to praise God. Trust God to do it for you. Expect him to do it right now. Name it, claim it, and you shall obtain it in 2012. Hallelujah. You shall, huh? You shall get it, huh? You're the go-getter, huh? You are the head, huh? You are the head, huh? What God has blessed, huh, cannot be cursed, huh? I rebuke poverty in the name of Jesus, huh? No longer it'll be in your life, huh? I rebuke lack in the name of Jesus, huh? No longer it belongs to you, huh? But all your pain, huh, will become prophecies manifested, huh? Because God got greatness over your life, huh? And you walk in authority, kingdom power, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, I'm telling you, it is your time, and your stuff is due now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. It is due now. It's due now. It's your time now. I'm telling you, the power you walk in now. I'm telling you, God is going to stir up the gifts inside of you that you're going to be like, man, where did it come from? It's been inside you all along, because out of your belly shall and will flow rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And if God is for you, nothing is worthy against you, because he that's in you greater than he that's in the world, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone lines to three people on today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that's all I have time for. If you want to say anything, or just say how the show blessed your life, or whatever you want to say, you are free to do so. Area code 404, ending in 4598. You're live on the air.
God bless you, woman of God, Lady Tashana. This is Prophetess Julia Carter Reed on the line, and we thank God for you on today. I'm glad that I got in on your program on today, because the majority of the time I miss it. But I just posted on your page on today, and I just want you to know to continue to be blessed of the Lord, because God is about to do a great and a mighty work in you. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. You keep doing what God tells you to do, and watch God. Hey, my. See, watch God begin to open up new doors, and I speak new doors opening for you right now. I speak traveling in your life right now. I speak an overflow right now. I speak expectancy right now. And you begin to stand still and know that God is God all by himself. And for God you live, and for God you die, and keep standing on the word of God, and you be blessed on today, and I thank God for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I obtain it, I receive it, I possess it, I accept it in the name of Jesus, woman of God. We will be talking later on Facebook. Oh, Jesus, yes, God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay, darling.
Jesus, woo. Oh, my God. I got another call. I can go live on the air. Area code 314, ending in 7022. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you.
Okay. Anyway, I just want to say I really, really enjoy the message. This is my first time being on this line. And I mean, you come with so much power and anointing, and I'm like, wow, you sound like you preach to like thousands of people, whatever. So
I feel that way too. Go ahead.
that's good. And the thing about it is, I received the word, and I was going, and I was writing some of the notes down, and I was thinking about the tongue part, you know, and that's like you said, that's the weapon that we have, you know, and it can work for us and against us. And I'll just say this. I'll just wrap it up, because I'm sure it's plenty of other people that want to talk. I just say I enjoyed it, and I will tune in. I will tune in to the Facebook page that I got it off of, and I will tune into this ministry, because I really, really enjoyed your word.
Oh,
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Oh, God, time is out. We only have like 7 seconds. I just want you all to know that we'll be back here Wednesday at 3 p.m. It's called True Worship. All we're doing is worshiping and praying for God. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Hello?